Leanne Malashak lives in Kansas City in the US, and she was at home on Saturday watching TV when she came across the Fremantle Dockers taking on St Kilda. Not our best game, I've got to say. She was so taken by what she saw and heard that she jumped on Twitter to live tweet the experience. Now, she was gripped by the game, but it wasn't the football that grabbed her attention. Here's what Leanne tweeted. So I'm lying here watching the end of an AFL match, which, by the way, if you don't watch Aussie Rules football, you really need to start, between the Fremantle Dockers and St Kilda. So Fremantle win fairly handily, and there is much celebration in the stadium. The cameras show fans cheering and players taking a lap around the pitch, applauding their supporters. All seems to be progressing normally, and then... Leanne hears that, and her tweets continue. Suddenly, from the sound system of the Frio Dockers Stadium, emits a set of sounds so peculiar, so amazing, that it truly cannot be ignored. I listen, mouth hanging open in amazement and delight. It's the official club song. It's amazing. It's like a cross between some sort of rowdy pub song and I Love Rock and Roll. It goes on and on. The crowd loves it. I am in awe. I just had to meet Leanne. Leanne, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Now, Leanne, you are on the line to us this morning from Kansas City. And before you watched the game on Saturday, did you know anything about AFL and the Fremantle Dockers?
Well, I have idly watched AFL for a number of years. It's the kind of thing that they will play kind of in the middle of the night here in the States. They'll put a replay of a game on, and you'll never know if it was from last week or last month. But it's something that at our house we've always enjoyed watching. But I think Saturday might have been my first actual live match. And so I guess I had never seen any of the post-game celebrations before. So, no, I wasn't really aware of Fremantle specifically, but I was aware of AFL, and I've always enjoyed it.
Now, what was it about the song that affected you so much?
Oh, goodness. It was, we're a big soccer family, and we go to a lot of MLS soccer matches, my husband and our kids and I. And so we're very used to post-game celebratory, events. And but when I heard the song start to play, at first I wasn't sure what it was. I was like, what is that music? Is that I Love Rock and Roll? That's not what that is. And, then the light show started, and I started seeing fans kind of singing along in some of the shots. And it just, I realized this is an official. I jumped online, and I looked it up, and sure enough, they have an official club song, and all the clubs have an official song. And it just was such an unashamed celebration of the identity of the club. It was something that, and I saw a YouTube video of the players singing it after a match, and fans will sing it in the stands. And it just seemed like such a great way to give your club an identity and a sense of community together and involve the fans and the players together. I just thought it was great.
Yeah, so the song has been tweaked a little bit, but it was written in the 90s by Ken Walther, and unlike many of the other Australian Rule Team songs, it is a more contemporary rock tune, but it is based on a traditional arrangement of the Russian folk song, Song of the Volga Boatman. So that's the history of the song. Now, Leanne, what played out on Twitter was quite interesting, wasn't it?
It was. I was blown away. I still am. I'm a little bit overwhelmed. I can't get through all my mentions every day, so...
How did people react to what you had started posting? Because you started getting all these responses from people in Perth.
I did. And it was really gratifying to see because, some of the responses I received were kind of half mocking because I know now that the song is a little bit maligned. And so people were tweeting me saying, are you sure you actually like the song and why do you like the song? And so that's kind of how it started out. I really have no idea why so many people started noticing it other than just the fact that I had enjoyed it so much. And, then of course people started sending me clips of other club songs, and that was when I realized that this was something that was bigger than just that one celebratory moment, and so it just kind of blew up from there.
And are there any other club songs that you quite liked? I noticed, I think, Richmond song was sent to you. You've had a few, haven't you?
I have had many, and I have promised to listen to them all. I've listened to little bits of, five or six others at least at this point, but there's been so much going on, I haven't had a chance to really listen to very many more of them. But yet Richmond has a lot of supporters sending me YouTube videos of their song over and over and over again. So if you're a Richmond supporter, I promise I will listen to your song. Oh. I'll appreciate it almost as much as I appreciate
it. No, Leanne.
But I will tell you, I know that I'm Frio now. I can't go back.
Okay, I just want to make that clear. Well, Richmond, were last year's premiers as well. And I think they're sitting on top of the ladder at the moment. So they're a very popular team.
Right.
Very popular team. Now, AFL rugby clubs in Australia also have club songs. Freo Cookster says you are his new bestie on Twitter. Also need to remind you, thank you so much for giving us the credit of Fremantle Stadium, but it's actually Perth Stadium. And
is it?
And
oh,
it's new.
Goodness.
It's brand new. Like, it's only a few months old. So we are very lucky to have it. It's 60,000 seats. We only just got it. It's fantastic. So it's kind of the new gift to Perth. So we love our new stadium because the old one was very old. Now, it's interesting because you don't have – because there are sports in America that are connected to songs. I noticed the Boston Red Sox have Sweet Caroline, and that's their little traditional song that they always sing at games. And I understand that college football have fight songs.
They do. Actually, the more I thought about it, The tradition with the AFL club songs reminds me a little bit more of college sports, and particularly college football, than of professional sports here in the U.S., because colleges do have fight songs and the band will play it and everybody will sing along. And two, they have the tradition often with American football in college where the players will run through the big banner before the game. And I know that's something that happens fairly often in Aussie rules too. So it reminded me a little bit of that, but it reminded me a little bit, too, of our soccer culture, because there's a lot of singing and chanting that goes along with all of that, too. So,
and Leanne Malashak, she joins us from the United States. She was very impressed by the Dockers theme song. She was watching a game, St Kilda v Dockers, on Saturday, and was blown away by the song and the whole club song culture that we have here in Australia. It wasn't our best game, can I just tell you? We can play a lot better than that, so I just want to put that on the record. And Leanne, you know that they wanted to change our song, the club.
I have heard that, yes.
So can I, and there is a fantastic Australian band called Eskimo Joe. I think they were the number one ticket holders for a while. They actually did pen a new song, which are quite light. I'd like to play you a little.
From the sea to the shore, hear the roaring. We will fight for the pride and the glory. Free-o, 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 free-o. And the purple and the white, we will always win the fight. We are Dockers, we are making history.
Did you like that?
I liked it. Yeah. I think that is the kind of thing that, I don't know. Some of these things just grow up so organically. It would be hard to make a change,
It got voted down. I liked it, and I love the band as well. And I understand also that you have a digital membership coming your way. I think the Dockers have jumped on board as well.
We'll
have to get you out to Australia to watch a game live.
I would love nothing more than that. Right. I think that sounds fantastic.
Right. Your next holiday needs to be Perth. It has been so good meeting you, Leanne. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We'll enjoy watching your Twitter feed and see how you go watching the games next weekend. That's Leanne Malashak joining us from the United States, a new footy fan, and all because of the club songs.